Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Masechet Kiddushin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, in the middle of our analysis of the Mishnah Chet. And as I promised, we'll have to go back to the Mishnah in order to properly assess this piece. The first part of the Mishnah, which we dealt with in the previous podcast, the Makadosh Bechelko. But now if we take a look at the second part, Ma'as Hasheni, if somebody gives Ma'as Hasheni, we mean Ma'od Ma'as Hasheni, to a woman, Bein Mishogim Ben Mezid Lo Kiddush, whether he is aware that it's Ma'od Ma'as Hasheni, or she's aware, they're not aware, or whether they're all aware of it, the Kiddush are invalid. Diver Rab Meir, this is Rab Meir Shita that we've seen many times, which is that Ma'as Hasheni, Momon Gavoa, it belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg lo kiddush, b'mezid kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says that if they were not aware that it was Mount Ma'as Hasheni, then indeed it's not right. It's not kiddushin. But mezid, if they were aware, then it is, and we'll see why that is. Uvehekdesh, let's take money that it was that's going to be used for hekdesh, that's been designated as hekdesh. We have the opposite. B'mezid kiddush, b'shogeg lo kiddush, to Rabbi Meir. So that means that Rabbi Meir in Hekdesh has the same approach that Rabbi Yehuda has in Maser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has it flipped. B'shogeg kiddush b'mezid lo kiddush. We'll take all of this apart now. In any case, please turn to the next Amud, which is where we left off, and we'll see the analysis. Maser shen b'shogeg b'mezid lo kiddush to Rabbi Meir. You remember shogeg lo kiddush b'mezid kiddush, etc. Manahani mili. Now this question is really about Rabbi Meir. How do we know that Maser sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, is mamon gavoa? So Amar v'acha b'rei d'rava mishmei d'gemara v'chol ma'asar ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz mipri ha'etz ladunai hu kodesh ladunai. So in describing ma'asrot, or all ma'asrot, the Torah says that it belongs to Hashem, meaning Hashem hu v'lo l'kadesh bo isha. It's for Hashem, it's not for your own personal use. Well, if that's the case, anytime something's called Hashem's, then it's unavailable. Haray trumat maaser, the maaser, the truma that the levim have to give to the kohanim, the one-tenth of their maaser. Dichtiv keterim gamatem trumat adonai. Utanan makadosh b'truma mekudeshet. Really be trumot mekudeshet. We'll see that in the three podcasts at the end of the perek, when the Mishnah says that if you're makadosh with any of the trumot, it's valid. And that includes trumat maaser. The answer is Deloktiv Bei Ladonai. In other words, the Pasuk says Trumat Hashem, but not Trumat Lashem. And it's Lashem, meaning belonging to Hashem. What makes it unavailable, inaccessible to us. Alright, let's see if that's true. For Echaladichtiv Ba Titnu Ladonai, when the Torah says when you come to the land and you take the first of your dough and give it to Hashem, there it's Lashem, Udam Makadosh Bit Trumot Mekudeshet, and Trumot includes Challah. So again, it works. The answer is Deloktiv Bei Kodesh, because Maaser is called both Kodesh Lashem. So when Challah is never called Kodesh, and the Trumat Maaser is never called Lashem. So that's why each one of them fails. Arei Dichtiv by Yovel Hi Kodesh Tiyalachem. Yovel, which is the Super Shemitah, is called Kodesh. So you see it's called Kodesh. And nonetheless, as we saw a couple podcasts ago in the famous story of the five women, Utanan Makadosh Peperot Shvit, and in the previous podcast, we analyzed it. Makadosh Peperot Shvit, Mekudesh it. If you give Peperot Shvit, it's valid. So you see that it's not inaccessible. The answer is Deloktiv Bei Lanunai. It doesn't say that. In Shemitah, Lashem, it's Shabbat Lashem, not that the Perot are Lashem. Alright, Vare Truma Dichtiv, Kodesh Yisrael Lanunai, Reshit Tvuato, at the beginning of the second paragraph of Yirmiyahu. He says, Am Yisrael is Kodesh Lashem, the first of his fruit, which means Truma. We already saw that. The answer is Ahubi Yisrael Ktiv. The answer is that's not talking about Truma, that's talking about Am Yisrael, metaphorically. But doesn't that prove the point? If Am Yisrael is compared to Truma and Am Yisrael is called Kodesh Lashem, then that tells you that Truma is Kodesh Lashem, and Truma works. So how come Ma'as Hasheni is Mamon Gavoa, according to Rav Meir? The answer is, Tirgumar Ravin, Slavim, coming to Rav, Amar Kra, who? Kodesh Lashem, who? Bavayatoya, he means it stays Kodesh Lashem, and it cannot be changed to be Mamon Hedyot. There we go. Now, Uva Hekdesh, when it comes to Hekdesh, we saw that Menezid Kiddesh Peshogeg Lo Kiddesh to Vermeer. Vermeer says that only if you gave her the money that, and you knew it was Hekdesh. And then it works, but Bishogeg it doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda, Bishogeg Kiddush Meizid Lokiddush. Rabbi Yehuda has it flipped. Now, Amar Rabbi Yaakov tells the following story. Shamat minad Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard in explaining this Mishnah, I heard Rabbi Yochanan give two explanations, one for each approach. Shingat Maser Rabbi Yehuda, but Shingat Hekdesh Rabbi Meir. Why Rabbi Meir says Shingat Hekdesh doesn't work, and Shingat Maser according to Rabbi Yehuda doesn't work, meaning unaware. Now. Shnehem ain't shabbat kadesh ram. Why? Chada, one of the explanations was the visha ain't shah rotsa. The woman is not interested in having that happen. V'chada visha ain't shnehem rotsim. And the other one was because neither of them wanted to happen. V'le'adana heminayim. I don't know how to assign the statement, the explanation to the rule. In other words, which rule falls under the rubric of neither one of them wants this to happen, and which rule falls under the rubric of only the woman doesn't want this to happen, and that's why it doesn't work. So let's see. Amar Yirmiyah Nechzi Anan. He says, let's examine. In other words, we don't have a tradition. Let's figure it out on our own. Maaser, when it comes to Maaser, I lo nechala mishum tircha d'orcha. She certainly doesn't want, if she knew that it was Maaser, she wouldn't want it, because then she has to schlep it to Yerushalayim. I lo nechala, he doesn't care, d'nigni itatam mimela, because this way he's konen isha. And it's her job to take it to Shalayim. Ela Hekdesh, when it comes to Hekdesh, Tavayu lo nechalahu, neither one of them is interested. The Nitchil Hekdesh al Yadayu, they don't want to be the vehicle for Hekdesh becoming Chol. So then his explanation, of Kortner of Yirmiyah, the proper assignment would be, why did Rabbi Meir say that Bishingat Maser, that Shingat Maser, Shingat Hekdesh doesn't work, because neither one of them would be interested. And why did Rabbi Yehuda say Shingat Maser doesn't work? Because she wouldn't be interested. If she knew it was Maser, she wouldn't be interested. Good. Now, Yaakov Amar Ibcha Mistabra, he says the opposite makes more sense. Milo Ika Lameymar, shouldn't we just say the following? Can't we say the following? Maser Ihilo Nechala Mishum Tircha Do'orcha. As far as Maser goes, she is not interested in it because she doesn't want to slip into Shalim. And had she known it was Maser, she wouldn't have accepted it. He also is interested in is not interested. Why? Because of the onus. Because if something happens to that, remember, if he gives her Maser Sheni, the Kiddushin will not be effective until she's taken to Shalim and properly used it. Because in the meantime, she doesn't really have anything because she can't use it here. So therefore, had he known it was Mount Maser Sheni, he also wouldn't be interested, because the whole time he'd be having to be worried, did she get through Shalim successfully without the money being lost? So therefore, he wouldn't be interested. Ella Hekdesh, she says, Bishlamei hilo nechala denitchel Hekdesh ayada. She would not be interested had she known it was Hekdesh. She wouldn't want Hekdesh to become Chol through her. She wouldn't want to be the vehicle for that. But he's certainly happy because he's gaining a wife either way. So it could really be distributed either way. Now, Barmine Rava Rav Chista, Rava asked his father-in-law the following. Isha ain mitkadeshet. We know already that according to a mayor, a woman cannot be mitkadeshet if you give her Maot Maser Sheni. Maot Maoshe Tzilichulim. But what happens to the money? Is the money Chol? In other words, have you now taken it out of the status of Hekdesh, or is it not possible to take it out? Right, I'm sorry. This is if she got Hekdesh. This is if according to a mayor, if you gave her Hekdesh and you didn't know about it, the kiddush are invalid, and we posited why, either because she wouldn't be interested or neither one of them would be interested, depending which one of the Amoraim the approach we take. Question is, what happens to the money? Does the money now go to Chulin like anything else that you're Moel? If you do Me'il on something, it goes to Chulin, and that's why you owe that amount plus the fifth, etc. Now, Mount Mashi would say the Chulin. Amalei Ishan and Kadesh and Mount Echei Yatsu the Chulin. Since the Kiddushin are invalid, what's the vehicle for the Maot to become Chulin? After all, the Maot were Hekdesh, they haven't changed at all. They haven't accomplished anything. So, Bar Mina Rav Chia Bar Avin Mir Rav Chista. So now another Talmid asked Rav Chista, the Mecherai, what happens if instead of being the Kaddish woman, you took Maot, you thought it was Chulin, it turns out it was Hekdesh, and you bought something with it? Because I'll call it according to our mayor, of course. Amrlaf Mechelo Kanai, says the Mecher's no good, which means, of course, that the money also is still Hekdesh and hasn't gone to Chulin, and it's not Me'ila. Now, Etevei, so now this Talmud challenged Rav Chista. Chenvani Kibala Bayit. Here's the background of this. if the Gizbar of the Beit HaMikdash gives money wrapped up to a moneylender, to a shulchani, then that means that he's not supposed to touch it, and if he touches it, then the shulchani did me'ilah. But if he gives it to him opened up, and the shulchani is somebody, it's a money changer, it's somebody who's always dealing with money, then that means the gizbar did the me'ilah when he uses it. On the other hand, a balabait in either case isn't supposed to mess with it. Question is, what's a storekeeper? That's the machloket here. What's the status of a storekeeper, which is not mentioned in the earlier Mishnah? So now, chenvani kebalabait, Rav Meir. Meir says that chenvani is like a balabait, he also can't touch it in either case. He says, no, chenvani is like a storekeeper, a money changer, who if the gizbar gives him the money opened up, he can use it, and the gizbar has done the me'ilah. Now, ad kan lo kam mipalgi, the only machloket is ela demar savar chenvani kushokhani mir savar chenvani kebalabait. Which is the storekeeper most like? Everybody agrees that if you use the money, there's me'ilah. The question is just who did the me'ilah? But there's me'ilah, which means that there is me'ilah b'mot. And by the way, this includes Reb Meir. Our problem is, does Reb Meir believe that if you take money of Hekdesh and use it for something else, has the money now become chol? And here Reb Meir clearly says it does. The answer is Reb Meir l'dvarav d'Reb Yehuda kamar. Reb Meir was simply responding to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, who said, chenvani k'shulchani, and therefore he has less of a chance of being mo'el, says Lididi, Reb Meir says, according to me, motzi nami lomal. Even if he used it, there's no meila. Elididoch, but according to you, Reb Yehuda, odili miya the chenvani kebalabayit. At least admit that a chenvani is like balabayit, and not that a chenvani is like a shulchani. V'amar leilo k'shulchani, and Reb Yehuda answered back, no, I think he's like a shulchani. All right, fine. So this is all one take. This is take one on Reb Meir, and that is what Reb Meir holds, that mot really do not go out the chulin when they're used, and that is this development that is Reb Yochanan's development on the Mishnah. Now, Amar Rav. Rav disagrees. He says, Chazarnu al kol sladim shor Meir. We've looked through every bit of Mishnat Reb Meir, Reb Meir's teachings about Hekdesh and Me'ilah. V'lamatzinu Hekdesh p'shogeg en mitchala. We've never found that Reb Meir says that if a person uses Hekdesh and not unknowingly, that it doesn't become chulin. Of course it does, and that's Me'ilah. Remember, important rule is Me'ilah only happens p'shogeg. Our Mishnah is referring simply, when it talks Hekdesh, it's talking about Kohanic clothes that have not yet worn out. Because there's a special halacha in that case, which is, Kohanim are allowed to get some benefit from them. Why? The Torah wasn't given to angels. In other words, Kohanim are people. They put on the big day kahuna, they do the avoda. But the split second after they've done the avoda, the clothes can't come off. They're going to walk out of the azara into a place to change. And in the meantime, they're getting some hana from it. They're getting warm, they're getting dry, whatever they're getting, hana. So you see that big day kahuna do have that availability of hana. And therefore, specifically with big day kahuna that are not yet worn out, in other words, they're still usable as big day kahuna, if you used a bishogeg, it still stays hektish, because after all, you're getting hana from it every day when you put it on in the private area and go out to the azara. In the meantime, you got hana that's not l'shem mitzvah. So, it doesn't go out l'chulin. But normally it does go l'chulin. That's Rav's approach. And now we have support for that. Toshma, kotnot kuna shebalu, mo'alin bahem, diva Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that if you have bigdei kuna that are worn out, and then you use the scraps for something or whatever it is, that's me'ilah. And the understanding is, ma'ilav afilu lo balu, shouldn't we say it's also true if they didn't wear out? Lo balu dafka, only if they wore out. Which means if they wore out, then there's me'ilah. If they didn't wear out, there is no me'ilah because it doesn't leave the status of hektish, because and that supports the Rav's idea. But our Mishnah is specifically talking about bigdei kuna shelo balu. All right, let's see. Toshma. Mo'alim b'charetin. Charetin means new coins. Coins that were put into the boxes, the 13 boxes of collection of the Beit HaMikdash in Masachet Shkalim. Ve'en mo'alim b'atikim. Me'ilah only happens if you use the new coins, but not the old coins that were there. That may be Rabbi Yehuda's statement. But Rameir, mo'alim af b'atikim. Rameir says that you could even be guilty of me'ilah with the old coins. This is mamon. And this me'ilah. Me'ilah means a pishogeg, which means if you took that coin and used it, for your own purposes, that's me'ilah, which means supporting Rav again. The Reb Meir says money can be me'ilah. Parenthetically, we all know there's a halach of me'ilah, and we all know that the halach of me'ilah only applies to shogeg. So according to the other approach of Rameir, Rabbi Yochanan's approach in Rameir, where is Mi'ila? The answer is Mi'ila is if you eat the food. If you take a korban and eat it or devour it in some way, that would agree with Mi'ila. The question is if you take money or something other of value and you spend it, question is that Mi'ila and has its status changed to become a chulin, which then creates the Mi'ila? That's the problem. Shaya Reb Meir Omer. Why does Reb Meir say this? Because his general approach was Mo'alin b'shiarei ha'lishka. Things that belong to the lishka, things that are donated to the lishka, Mi'ila attaches. Ve'amai, why? After all, Neima ho'el v'nitnu lehanot. After all, some of the things of shiarei ha'lishka are things that are also used for human use. And according to the reasoning that you just gave, the only area where there cannot be Mi'ila is Bigdei Kahuna because they're still using them and they're allowed to get Hana so that it doesn't go out. Well, a lot of things of Shari Elishka are used by people. Building up the city of Yerushalayim and the walls of the city are all used from Shari Elishka. And according to Meir, he's saying Shari Elishka are Mi'ila? Then the minute that you take refuge inside the wall or walk on the wall or in some way use any of the city, you should be chayv mi'il according to that. And that certainly is not the case. Did not. Right, that's a Mishnah in Shkalim, that all those things come from Shiarei Lishka. So lo tem rameir ala ima Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, you can't say that that statement about the old coins is rameir. That statement has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Because indeed rameir would say it doesn't go. There is no Mi'ila there. Now, Toshma, Detanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Avnir Shalem Shenashru, Mo'alim Bahem. If a wall of this, if the, a block, a stone of the wall of the city fell off, you're not allowed to use it. There's still, Mi'ila still attaches. Diver Rabbi Meir. So again, you see that Rabbi Meir says that even those things that you are, that Nitnu that we should apply, Nitnu Lanot Behen, and this whole question of the Big Day Kuna, you see here that Rabbi Meir says that Mi'ila attaches. Again, say, lo tamer meir, amir Rabbi Yehuda. This has to be Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be Rabbi Meir. E Rabbi Yehuda, shalom imikdasha. But wait a second. If you remember back in Masechet Nedarim, in the second parak, Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that Yerushalayim itself is not hekdesh in that sense. And therefore, how would he say that the walls of the city have a din of hekdesh that if one of the stones fell out, there's me'ila? After all, the non ki imra, if somebody makes a ned there and they say this meat or this food is to me like imra, which is a lamb, a ram, kedirim, like the things in the corral, ke'etzim, ke'ishim, ke'echal, he's putting all sorts of parts of korban or parts of the mikdash, kamizbeach, ki Yerushalayim, it's all good. Rabbi Yehuda dissents on the last, says, Omer, kol omer Yerushalayim, lomar klum. Yerushalayim is not a valid neder. Chitem mishum lomar ki Yerushalayim, it's because he said Yerushalayim and not ki Yerushalayim. Vatan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Omer Ki Yerushalayim Lomar Klum. Even Ki Yerushalayim doesn't work. Ad She Yidor Kedev B'davar She Yigarev Yerushalayim. He has to take his netter not on the city, because the city is not inherently Hekdesh, but rather on something that's brought in the city. So the answer is Trey Tanoi Ninu Valib Rabbi Yehuda. We have two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. One version of Rabbi Yehuda that says Yerushalayim is Hekdesh, and therefore if one of the stones falls out the wall, Mi'ila attaches. And the other one, it's that the passage of Rabbi Yehuda in Masechet Nedarim. Alright, so we've had so far Rabbi Yochanan, whose shita is that Rabbi Meir says, Hekdesh is never mitchalel if using the money. And there's no Mi'ila that attaches. It only attaches if you eat up the stuff. And then Rabu says, no, Mi'ila always attaches, except in the unique case of Big Day Kahuna, because they're allowed to get Hanah from it. It doesn't go out the Chulin. And therefore, that's what our mission is referring to. Ula takes us back to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Ula Mishmedu Rabbi Barpada, Amar Hayar Rabbi Meir, and he quotes Rabbi Meir saying, Hekdesh b'mezid mitchalel b'shogeg ein mitchalel, as a blanket statement. V'lo amru b'shogeg mitchalel, elo inyan korban bilvad. He said, you know why we say that if you use it b'shogeg, it is mitchalel, it means you chayv a korban mi'ila. But it's still hekdesh, which is very weird. Chmiachar, dein mitchalel, korban ma'chayv. So then why you chayv a korban if it's still hekdesh? You're chayv a korban because you've moved it from hekdesh to chulin for your own purposes. That's the problem. So we have to fix this. Alakiata Ravin. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he explained the statement. Pirash Mishmeda Barpada. He quoted in the name of Barpada a reparation for that statement. Omer Rav Meir, Hekdesh b'mezid mitchalel b'shogegen mitchalel. Right, as we had. V'amur b'shog mitchalel inyan achila bilvad. When do we say this mitchalel b'shogeg if you eat it? And that supports exactly the way that Rabbi Yochanan read it. Right, but if you spend it, it's not mitchalel. Alright, and then we go back to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is referring to any sort of money of Hekdesh, not just Big Dekuna, but anything of Hekdesh value. According to Meir, if you give it, it's not mitchalel, because, and therefore it is ineffective, and therefore there's no kiddushin. And of course, this is only mishogeg. All right. Now, Amar Rachman Amar Rav Ada Ravacha Barava Halacha Kreb Meir B'Maaser. So we rule like Reb Meir when it comes to Maaser, which is that that in no case are the kiddushin valid. Because we have a stam tana, a stam mishnah that reads like that. We'll see what that is in a minute. As far as hektesh goes, we rule like Reb Yehuda, which is that if you did it be shogeg, that the kiddushin are valid. Because we have a stam mishnah that supports Reb Yehuda. Let's see what they are. What's the mishnah that supports Reb Meir? Did not. We have a following mishnah in Maaser Sheni. Kerem Ravai. Kerem Ravai is another version of Netta Ravai, which is after 3 years of Orla, the fourth year, has a din of similar to Maaser Sheni. You bring it to Shalayim, you have to redeem it, etc. Shamrim Ein Lo Chomesh Ve'Ein Lo Bir. Says Chomesh and Bir do not apply to Kerem Ravai, even though they apply to Maaser Sheni. Ve'Tel Omrim Yeshlo. Ve'Tel say it's exactly like Maaser Sheni. Shamrim Yeshlo Peret Ve'Yeshlo Olot. All the deans of Matnot Anim apply to Netta Ravai. The Anim can come in, they can collect the single grapes, etc. The whole thing goes into the vat. It's all yours. You don't have to leave any for the anim. Now, my Talmud of Beit Hillel, why do Beit Hillel say that it's exactly like Maaser Sheni? Gamri Kodesh, Kodesh mi Maaser. We already saw the first pasuk on the page about Maaser is called Kodesh, and Netta Ravai is called Kodesh. Kerem Ravai is called Kodesh. Ma Maaser yishto chomesh yishto bir, just like Maaser. When you're redeeming yourself, you have to add a fifth of the value, and Erev Pesach of the third and sixth years, you have to clean out all of the masrut you have. Avkaram Vais, Tochom and Shishtal Beer, same thing applies. Uvet Shammai, what do Beit Shammai say? Logami Kodesh Kodesh Kumasa. They don't have that Zerah Shava. So for them, Karam Vais is independent. Uvet Telom Rim Kimaser. Now, let's look at this. Kaman Sviralahu, who are they holding like in the Din of Maser? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Amaiko Lagat. Why does the whole thing go Lagat? Hamar Maser, Mamon Hedyotu. Which means you could use it. Maaser, you could take and spend on something. Why do you have to put it all in the gat? We're reading Beit Hillel saying, Kula Lagat means you have to put it all into the wine vat. It has to all be devoured. Kodav Yehuda doesn't have to be devoured. You could use it for whatever you want. Because he says, Maaser Mamon Hedyotu. It's your own property. Elav Kareb Meir. Must be that Beit Hillel holds like Kareb Meir. And the whole Mishnah holds like Reb Meir. The Machlok of Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is how to treat Kerem Ravai, but they all agree that Maaser is Mamon Gavoa, and therefore it all has to be used for wine and for drinking and can't be used for commerce. All right, so we have a Stam Mishnah that supports Reb Meir. Kerem Yehuda Behekdesh Mahi. Parenthetically, someone might ask, why? How come that's a Stam Mishnah at Beit Shammai Beit Hillel there? Yes, of course, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel are in much earlier disagreement. But the entire flow of the Mishnah follows the approach of Reb Meir that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. All right, what's the Stam Mishnah about that supports Reb Yehuda in Hekdesh? Ditnan. We have this Mishnah in Me'ilah. Shileach biyad pikeach. Let's say that you sent money that was really Hekdesh money. You didn't know it, and you sent it with a competent person to the store to buy something. And he's karat shelo hagiya l'tzachan vani. And you remember that it was Hekdesh before he got there. When the chenvani spends the money, then he is guilty of me'ila. Which supports Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, it says that maaser, that hekdesh, is mitchalel b'shogeg. Ma'ot hekdesh or mitchalel b'shogeg. There we go. Now, Rabbi Yehuda b'maaser milotanan. Wait a second. We also have a stam mishnah that supports Rabbi Yehuda about maaser, who said maaser is mamon hedyotu. When you're redeeming Maaser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. That we all know. Whether it's yours or whether it was given to you as a gift. Imagine that. How could you get Maaser Sheni as a gift? It must mean that Maaser Sheni is yours to give, and therefore somebody gave it to you. Otherwise, it's not yours to give. How could a mayor be the author? According to a mayor, you can't get it as a matana. After all, Amar Maaser Mamon Gavoahu. Elav Rabbi Yehuda, must be that that Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a Stam Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda and a Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So why are you picking one over the other? That's what it seems like. Lo, Leolam Rabbi Meir. The truth is that's also Rabbi Meir. V'hachab Mayaskin, what's going on in this case? Can go into Yoiv Niala Levitivle. you were given that this whole thing as Tevel, and then you separated the Maaser from it, including Maaser Sheni. So that's why you have to add a fifth, whether the thing was your own homegrown stuff or you got a bunch of stuff undifferentiated, and then you separated Truma and Maaser and then Maaser Sheni, and then you want to redeem that Maaser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. That's what it's talking about. Okay, Sarvar and Rabbi Meir holds in this famous disagreement, Matonot Shalohu Ramu Kami Shalohu Ramu Damnion. When you have not yet separated the gifts for Kohanim and Levim, we don't regard them as somewhere in there already designated, and then there's just an issue of Brera, which one is it, but rather we say it's all Tevel. Right? Matonot Shalohu Ramu Kami Shalohu Ramu Damnion, which means that when you got it, it wasn't Mamun, there was no Mamun Gavoa in it at all. When you designated, that's Maaser Sheni, then became Mamun Gavoa, and then you were not allowed to do commerce, but by that time it was already yours. Now, Toshma, let's see. Apoda Netar Vaishalo, Mosif Chomesh. We just saw this. Money. Whether you got it from Matona or this is a parallel to the Maaser Sheni. Just like Maaser Sheni, we said you have to add a fifth. This is according to Beit Hillel, you have to add a fifth. According to Maaser Sheni, everybody agrees you have to add a fifth when you redeem your own, whether it was yours or you got it as a present. We just explained what that is. And then we have the same thing with Netar Vai. This, of course, only follows Beit Hillel. That whether it's yours or you got it as a gift, you add a fifth when you're redeeming it. Okay? Money. Elim or Meir, Mimatsi Yoivle. Since when can anybody give you, Netar Vai? After all, it's like Maaser Sheni, like Beit Hillel. And if Maaser Sheni's Mamun Gavoa, so is this. And you can't tell me you gave it Betavel because now we're not talking about, a harvest. We're talking about stuff in the ground. Vaha Gamri Kodesh Kodesh Maaser. Love Rabbi Yehuda, must be Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda that supports the idea that Maaser, and as a result, Netar Revai is Momon Hedjot. Leolam Rameir, the truth is it's Rameir. Hachamai Askinen Gondi Yoiv Kashu Smadar. What happened is another fellow grew some Netar Revai, and he gave, or Karam Revai, and he gave you the grapes when they were very, very tiny. Right? And this goes against Rabbi Yossi. Da Amar Smadar Asur Meshu Pri. He says Smadar is already in the category of Asur because it is considered a pre. We rule against that, and therefore Smadar is still not a pre. He gave it to you at that point, and then it grew to a more mature piece, and therefore it really is yours. It was given to you as a matana, but that was not illegal because it didn't yet have a din of Karam Revai at that point, because it was Smadar. Toshma, Mashachim and Maaser Basela. Let's say that you were buying stuff from Maaser, and you bought it for a seller, and you're redeeming it, and then the value of the property of the stuff went up. You only have to pay a seller, and the price that was there at the time that you pulled the material is the price that it goes for, and you don't have to pay the two when you gained a seller. How can you profit here? After all, v'natana kesef v'kamlo amar rachmona. And again, as I pointed out, that's a pasuk that doesn't really exist at least in our chumashim, but it's a combination of several pasukim. But in any case, I quoted the closest pasuk on the page, and that's a halacha that we saw in the first parak about at what point the hekdesh becomes yours, and it's always the advantage of hekdesh. And as a result of that, it should be that it wasn't yours until you paid it. In other words, if Rav Meir really holds that Maaser Mamon Gavoa, then Pinyon Maaser should work like Pinyon Hekdesh. And Pinyon Hekdesh always follows the money. Which means that if you took the food that you were redeeming or the thing you were redeeming for a dollar and in the meantime went up to $2, you have to pay $2. And we don't say that because at the time of Mashiach it was $1, that's the price that you're chayiv. So how could Rav Meir agree that how could the Stam Mishnah seems to support Rabbi Yehuda? Olam Rabbi Yehuda. The Olam Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is you're right. That is Rabbi Yehuda. V'achachad stamas. That's one stam Rabbi Yehuda. V'achatre stamas. We have two stam Mishnayot like Rabbi Meir. What's that? The Mishnah about Karam Revai that's Rabbi Meir is repeated in Masachet Eduyot. Masachet Eduyot is a very significant Masachet because anything repeated in there we understood to be practical halacha. And the Masachet is called Bechirta. So now, if stam is the issue, then what do I care if it's one stam or two stam? A stam mishnah is a stam mishnah. The answer is Nachum Yitzchak Halach Grameir Hoil Dan Bechirta Kavate. Since the mishnah in Bechirta, in Masachet Eduyot, reads like Grameir, therefore we rule like Grameir. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick up and in the next session and conclude our discussion of the issue of Pinyan Hekdesh and Bishogeg and Maot Yotz and the Chuli, etc. in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.